During the Christmas season in Cuba, people tend to focus less on Jesus and more on one of his followers, Saint Lazarus, or San Lázaro in Spanish. San Lázaro is the patron saint of prosperity and health. Each year, on December 17th, tens of thousands of Cubans make a pilgrimage to San Lázaro's church outside Havana, sometimes crawling for miles as a form of penance. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
On a dark street crowded with people, a 35-year-old Cuban woman named Fatima has her gaze fixed on the stars. That's because she's lying on her back. Wrapped in a burlap sack, this single mother has been pushing herself headfirst along Havana streets since daybreak. Her shoulder blades are burned and bloody from sliding along the pavement. She is filthy and exhausted and won't stop till she reaches the Church of San Lázaro, still some 3 miles away.
Because my son has cancer, I've been doing this for 7 years now and I've seen him getting better. He was blind for 2 years, but has gotten his sight back, and right now he's doing just fine.
By making this arduous pilgrimage, Fatima hopes San Lázaro will continue to guard over her boy. Here in Cuba, where Christian and pagan religions bleed into one another, San Lázaro reigns. For Catholics, he is the sanctified bishop from Marseille. For practitioners of the Afro-Cuban religion Santeria, he is the African prince Babaluaye. Santeria developed among African slaves in colonial Cuba. It's a mix of Catholicism and West African religions. One pilgrim, a 34-year-old Cuban Rastafari named Ernesto, says in religion, Cubans are uniquely flexible, taking what they need from whatever god or saint they can. He says he follows the Rastafari god Jah, but makes this pilgrimage every year, and he sees no contradiction.
Before being a Rasta, I'm a Cuban, because I was born here. I have all the Cuban idiosyncrasies. Even though there are other religions that come from my culture, I come every year as a Cuban. I belong to this.
And so, on this dark, miles-long country lane, it's no strange thing to see this dreadlocked Rasta hospital worker make way for singing Santeria pilgrims. They coax on one of their own faithful, who, like Fatima, is dragging herself towards the house of Babaluaye. It has long been rumored that even President Fidel Castro is a devotee of Babaluaye. Some whisper it's why he's held on to power for so long. And by coincidence or not, Cuba's most highly respected AIDS treatment center was constructed right along the route to San Lázaro's church. On this night, patients crowd against the center's fence to ask pilgrims to carry their blessings to the church. Arriving at the church after hours of walking, one is tempted to complain of sore feet. Then a man like 35-year-old farmer Ibrahim Jose Tamayo puts fatigue in perspective. Lying shirtless and exhausted at the steps of the church, Tamayo says he left central Havana 7 days earlier. It took him that long to travel these 20-some miles because tied to his ankle was a 250-pound stone. He took the week off from his state job with no problem. Cuba has fluctuated through periods of religious repression and tolerance, but Tamayo says followers of the popular San Lázaro have never been harassed.
The government here in Cuba doesn't dare interfere in this. In fact, they watch out for us so that cars don't run us over and we don't get robbed. The government guards the route as we drag our stones of penance along the road.
Since the Pope visited Cuba in 1998, the government has relaxed its controls over religious groups. Analysts say since the fall of the Iron Curtain, religion has slowly been returning as citizens search for something to believe in. Today, evangelical groups are making strong gains in Cuba, as they are throughout Latin America. One man, a Pentecostal named Ramon Gomez, watches the San Lázaro procession with disdain from the curb.
No, eso no lo va a ayudar en nada.
None of this is going to help anyone, he says. This is the work of the devil. The day of the San Lázaro pilgrimage is far more important here than Christmas. Retired University of Havana religion professor Enrique López Oliva says Christ's birthday for Cubans is simply a day for family gatherings, much like Thanksgiving in the U.S. Until recently, the government did not recognize Christmas as a holiday. Christmas trees, a concession to U.S. ideology. But then, in the late 1990s, says López Oliva, the tourists began streaming in.
Al abrirse Cuba al turismo, tiene que abrirse también.
When Cuba opened to tourism, it also had to open up to Christmas, because the foreigners were coming to celebrate the holidays. So the first Christmas trees authorized by the government were in the big tourist hotels. The people saw them and said, I want them too.
2-foot-tall artificial trees have become the rage, at least in Havana. The imported fake pines cost about $5, or half a month's official salary. Though they may be a pretty status symbol, San Lázaro, the guardian of health, remains the real object of reverence at this time of year. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Havana.